Brick by Brick Audiobooks presents
Fatal Revenant, Book 2 of The Last Chronicles of Thomas Covenant by Stephen R. Donaldson. Read by Scott Brick. What has gone before? The Chronicles of Thomas Covenant, the Unbeliever.
As a young man, a novelist, happily married, with an infant son, Roger, Thomas Covenant is inexplicably stricken with leprosy. In a leprosarium where the last two fingers of his right hand are amputated, he learns that leprosy is incurable. As it progresses, it produces numbness, often killing its victims by leaving them unaware of injuries which have become infected. Medications arrest the progress of Covenant's affliction, but he is taught that his only real hope of survival lies in protecting himself obsessively from any form of damage. Horrified by his illness, he returns to his home on Haven Farm, where his wife Joan has abandoned and divorced him in order to protect their son from exposure. Other blows to his emotional stability follow. Fearing the mysterious nature of his illness, the people around him cast him in the traditional role of the leper, a pariah, outcast and unclean. In addition, he discovers that he has become impotent and unable to write. Grimly, he struggles to go on living. But as the pressure of his loneliness mounts, he begins to experience prolonged episodes of unconsciousness, during which he appears to have adventures in a magical realm known only as the Land. In the Land, physical and emotional health are tangible forces, made palpable by an eldritch energy called Earth Power. Because vitality and beauty are concrete qualities, as plain to the senses as size and color, the well-being of the physical world has become the guiding precept of the Land's people. When Covenant first encounters them in Lord Fowl's Bane, they greet him as the reincarnation of an ancient hero, Beric Halfhand, because he has lost half of his hand. Also, he possesses a white gold ring, his wedding band, which they know to be a talisman of great power, able to wield the wild magic that destroys peace. Shortly after he first appears in the Land, Covenant's leprosy and impotence disappear, cured by Earth Power. And this, he knows, is impossible. And the mere idea that he possesses some form of magical power threatens his ability to sustain the stubborn disciplines on which his survival depends. Therefore, he chooses to interpret his translation to the Land as a dream or hallucination. He responds to his welcome and health with unbelief. The harsh
sample complete. Ready to continue?